Bog Landing. The lunar desolation of winter is gone, but bog trotting on a hot summer's day is like walking on the moon. We stagger out under bagged turf, then, in defiance of all bog logic, we bounce back feeling weightless. The bog cotton looks on waving, as we laugh like ecstatic astronauts playing piggy in the middle with moon rocks. The cumbersome sacks on our backs are heavier than oxygen tanks on spacesuits, but we revel in fresh air on tap. Later, the will-o'-the-wisp phosphorescence associated with sci-fi at its clunkiest descends. But instead of quaking as bog water seeps, there's a spring in our sphagnus step, and our confidence oozes as it used to when we were couldn't-keep-still children. Scattered pools of flask tea-coloured water remain, but elsewhere the dryness is an illusion we can jump up and down on. We know where the bodies are buried, but for now we choose to leap over them instead, landing without catastrophe every time.